There are photos of the Olympic torch almost every day in the papers, and you can track where it's been and where it's going online, bbc.co.uk/torchrelay. But what has to happen before the torch arrives somewhere? Our reporter John Minnell broke into a jog on your behalf.
It's 20 past six in the morning. Far too early, really, to be up and about at a weekend, especially in the pouring rain. There's still more than an hour until the Olympic flame arrives here in soggy Burton-on-Trent, yet I'm in good company.
Good morning, darling. Red, white and blue pom-pom, my darling, for the Olympic torch.
So you're here to see the flame, but not to see what comes before it this morning?
Oh, is there something coming before it?
There's a little show being put on by the sponsors, by Coca-Cola and Samsung.
Fantastic. Well, we look forward to seeing that.
I'm here to see that.
Oh, are you? So are we, then.
The London Olympics Organising Committee, LOCOG, is in charge of the torch relay. And it says it just wouldn't be happening if it wasn't for the sponsors. So they feature heavily every day, everywhere the Olympic flame goes, and even before it arrives.
I won't come in with my wet umbrella.
Are you
hello.
Out of the rain? Hello.
Is this your cafe?
Yes, it's our restaurant, yeah.
Just out of interest, in the build-up to the day, did you get any visits from LOCOG or the council about what you could and couldn't do?
No. We got a letter.
We've had letters. And Coca-Cola popped round to see, you know, to see anything they could do to help us.
What was the Coca-Cola visit about?
Well, I think it's something to do with the fact that they're sponsoring it, aren't they? To see if they can anything they could do to help us promote this morning, really.
Yeah. Did you take them up on the offer?
With us being like the modern British restaurant, not so much a cafe and stuff, it's quite difficult for them to... for us to do anything to help anybody, really, in that sort of way.
Here it comes. Forget the torch itself. Here comes what they call the activation convoy.
Good morning, everybody!
A large red Coca-Cola bus. And here's another sponsor. Here's Samsung in their blue bus with women on top, with pom-poms and raincoats. And the third part of the activation convoy, the Lloyd TSB van. And there's no way anyone here now can't know who the official sponsors are. I think it's fair to say that most people were pretty nonplussed by the activation convoy. Lots of nods.
It's a fair comment. I thought there'd be more going on. It went round quite quickly and I thought there'd be more people out on the road walking about and giving things out for the kits and things like that.
We thought it was brilliant.
What, the Coca-Cola van?
Yeah, it's great. It's good.